Oh, might just be us. Everybody gave up at episode 300. They're done.
Teeth did say he couldn't make it tonight because of a kid's birthday.
Yeah. Usually Sartude is, like, right on it, though, anymore.
I was going to say, there's not any Wednesday reality TV to...
There's probably Big Brother on tonight.
Yeah, there's Sartude.
I don't know if he watches that show or not.
Big Brother?
Yeah.
Wouldn't think so, but...
Normal drama in the first week. It was funny. There was a guy on. He's like, this year's good. The guy who won the first head of household to run the thing. He's like, this year's going to be different. We're going to get rid of these meathead, dumb, white jock guys. I'm sick of them. Every woman and every person of color is totally safe. It's going to be the greatest season ever. Then he promptly nominates a woman and a black guy for eviction. Like, yep, totally different this year, huh?
All right, so if you want to mention that, the trivia thing, during the trivia thing.
I don't know what it was.
I just typed it for you.
No, I thought we were talking about what Ian's question was.
Yeah, Ian's question from like 3 weeks ago. Who was, who played Loki?
Okay.
Do you remember now?
No.
Okay.
Is it Ben Hoofleck?
It is not Ben Hoofleck.
Where's my Matt Damon? Is it a small alligator?
I am actually printing a Loki alligator right now.
Could have been a crocodile. I don't remember which one it is, but I'm not good at my alligators versus crocodiles.
Did you see the Loki croc where it's actually like a croc shoe with Loki horns on it?
Nice. I just watched the finale, though, so I'm all cut up.
Oh, I have not.
Don't spoil it for Ray. It's time for perspectives. And it's 9:04 in the p.m. Believers, welcome to the 301st installment. That is one more than 300 now of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72 and Sneaky B15's not here this week because he's a bum. So we've got Samurai's joined in. Hey, Samurai.
What up?
All right. So this is the week of 714 to the 21st. Still in the year of our COVID. Now at month, I don't know, what are we at? 14?
16?
15? Something. Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Just never ends. In your 5-day 4-star crash on the Titans. All right, last we talked on the 11th, we had Peggy versus the Wasp. Weirdly, I lost that the first time, and I was very sad.
Really? How did that happen?
Did you match your countdown tile?
No. I had a board where there was no red, ever, so all I could do was throw blue at her, which obviously, you know, doesn't stun her, and just puts out the tiles and some damage. And she beat me down because I couldn't get any red. I was very sad. Played it the second time. Oh, red all over the board. Punch you in the face. Game over. So.
Interesting. Yeah. I had no problem with it whatsoever. So, surprising.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. Number next, on the 16th, we got Carol versus Iron Man model something or other. That shouldn't be too bad going on there. Everybody's got their Carol well leveled.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ian should... be able to pull that off relatively easily.
Yeah, he's got Carol champed. He'll be fine.
And Ray, you're getting close to having your Carol max champ, just like Peggy.
Yeah,
true. Gonna have to start creating duplicate Peggy and Carols before too long.
Duplicate 4-stars.
Have not had to do that with any 4-stars yet. So, yeah, getting close, though.
Yeah.
That's what starts killing you with the roster slot costs.
Yeah.
All right, Storyland, we got Operation Spider Silk is running now. That gets you a Gambit, a Rambo, and some Null Shards. Placement is the Talosian and some Ronin Shards. And I don't think I've gotten there yet, but is one of the days, if you complete some node, you get a Taskmaster? Is that correct?
I don't remember.
I believe you are correct.
There was definitely a Taskmaster cover somewhere in there, I think. I don't know where it is.
I believe it is just like Web Wonder, where one of the last nodes you fight, you get a free cover.
Yeah, I don't think I'm there yet, because I think I'm still on, like, you know, day one or something. I'm on Red Letter. I think it's the next one that you might get the special cover. Anyway.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Gwenpree is running next. That's the one where you get to pick what you want to fight and what rewards you get over the next few days. I think, I don't remember what I got today. A cap of some variety or flavor, I think.
It's a 2-star cap or a 2-star Wolverine.
There you go. Then we got the Hunt. That'll get you Hood, the Talosian, those Ronin Shards. Placement is... insert new character here, and TV's Wanda. And then we got the introducing new character will follow up. In PvP land, it's the Hay Season, Soul Season. Boy, that PvP event I've written down there is not right at all. I didn't fix that in the script in any way, shape, or form.
You should fix that and then send it to me again.
So what PvP is running right now?
Blue Shift just finished
lethal
up
Lethal Intent.
This...
So Lethal Intent will get you...
Havoc and Rai-Rai.
Red Hulk. And yeah, for placement, it is Rai-Rai and Havoc Shards. And your shield simulator, it is Punisher, Squirrel Girl, and Mantis. All right, so going live today, we have the Puzzle Quest Challenge. Find the clues and win some stuff. So today, if you answered the question, what color is Gwenpool's shirt? You received some shards for First Avenger Cap and 100 hero points. Be on the lookout for more questions coming soon.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, that was very generous. In other news, let's talk about the new character. This is one of the ones that we had guessed. It is Kitty Pryde, the Pirate Lady of the Marauders, 4-star Kitty version. Yellow, red, and black.
I mean, you know, that's fine, and I know that I think it was you who suggested this, but come on, what happened to my crossbones?
No one wants the crossbones, Ray.
That is obviously not no one.
Yellow, safe harbor, 6 yellow. Create 3 blue protect tiles, then improve 2 friendly strike tiles. Friendly strike tiles are 12, on the passive side, friendly strike tiles are 12% stronger for each active mutant on Kitty's team. At max level, we're creating strength 45 tiles and improving them by 45. Your friendly special tiles are 48% stronger.
Hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The red power is called the Red Queen. 8 red. Create a purple 4-turn countdown tile that deals some damage to the target each turn. When this tile expires, steal 3 enemy strength, protect, or attack tiles and improve them by 57. As you go up in level, you're eventually making 3 countdown tiles, dealing 232 damage each turn. Max is 453. And you're improving, you're stealing 4 of them and improving them by max at 398. Or improving them by 80. The max damage goes up to 398 there. So
there you go. Okay.
And then the black power is called It's Not Just a Phase. Black passive. At the start of the turn, if one does not exist, create a 2-turn fortified green repeater tile that collects the strength of all matched or destroyed strength, protect, or attack tiles. When this tile expires, deal 150% of the collected strength as damage to the target. Wow. Then reset. At level 5, you're dealing, get this, 850% of the collected strength as damage, but it maxes out at 1798. If you're all the way maxed out, it's 3,499. So it doesn't get you super crazy, you know, 10,000s of points of damage.
Right.
But it's an interesting power.
If it weren't for that max limit, this would be either a 535 or a 445. Absolutely no question.
Yeah, but I was thinking 535 without, yeah, but that limit really hampers you down to 3,000 damage. So 533? You're still doing, I mean, there's not that much difference between 1,500 damage and 3,500 damage. I mean, it's,
Of course, that damage gets boosted after past the ability by strike tiles. So that could increase it. But
could be.
Yeah, they've been putting damage caps on 4-stars, like, I noticed this a few weeks ago when I was trying to use Negasonic because she was an essential, and I was just like, she could be useful if it weren't for that stupid cap on the amount of damage she deals, and I feel like this might be a problem here, but then again, I said before, you never know until these characters get into the field and people test them, so.
Right. Yeah. Without the max on it, I think she could scale, like, really too strong. Like, we'll have to get her in the field and see. So.
Yeah. So introducing Kitty Pryde, it's running the 15th to the 22nd. There's some shards for her in progression. In the hunt, she is in placement. Thick of Thieves is running the 18th and 23rd. She's in progression there. And then the Welcome to Shield is running the 18th to the 23rd, giving you tokens to the Kate Pryde and Friends Vault. In Versus, it's Strange Days. She's in placement there. Another good title. I like this one. Her event is called Seize the Day. S-E-A-S. Seize the day. I like it. That's running the 17th to the 20th. She's in progression there. Reward tokens to the Kitty Kate Pryde, I guess they want to go over with, on the Kate Pryde and Friends Vault. That vault runs the 18th to 24th. 80 items.
The 3-4 stars in there are the New Kitty, Apoc Beast, and Arando. And there you go. Head of the Marauders, sailing away from Kakoa on a boat. Kitty Pryde. I'm like 5 issues behind on X-Men, so I'm not really sure what's going on right now. They keep putting out new number ones, and it's driving me bazonkers. It's really annoying.
Starting over.
I probably have in boxes behind me, I don't know, 20 different things that are labeled as X-Men number one, because they just keep doing it.
Sure.
Anything else in news? Hey, locally, the council denied a permit to block a road that they wanted to do to build a new building downtown.
I did hear that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the developer is going to come back with, but they wanted to close the road for 2 years.
Whoa.
To build a new high-rise. Yeah.
What road was this?
Oh, shoot. Now I've ever forgotten the name of it.
Because I saw the headline, and I'm like, all right, well, they voted not to, so I don't need to read any farther.
What's the one? Oh, is it the one after Garner? Oh, yeah, ask me this, right?
It's not that important. You could say, I don't know. That is an acceptable answer.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They'll get the high-rise built while Craig looks for it.
Yeah, pretty much, because it will take me forever. Because I can't even find, my Google failed anyway, so it doesn't matter. Road, we said we're not going to do it. We'll see what the developer comes back with. One of the council people, or maybe it was the mayor, I don't remember which, who it said Monday night. Their answer was, if you go to a real city, they don't close roads to build buildings. Why do we got to do it here?
Right.
So I'm like, huh? There you go, I guess. I got nothing else in other news. You got other news?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We're going to skip the top three for Ian's return next week, as well as the Ian trivia section.
Oh, but the trivia. I mean, we're just going to follow up from like 2 weeks ago, because last week Ian couldn't remember what he asked, right?
That's what you tell me.
As opposed to any other week?
We were reminded after we stopped recording. So I just wanted to mention the question from that couldn't be remembered was, who played Loki in the fake production that Loki had made? What movie was that? Was that the second Thor?
Ragnarok.
The third Thor? Ragnarok? Yeah, that sounds right. And the answer to the question of what actor played Loki? It was Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Exactly. It was definitely not Ben Huflock.
I know we made that joke last week, so yeah, it might have been after we quit recording.
Yeah, definitely was.
Okay.
So if you were still curious, there you go.
All right, Wooly, what's in the mailbag then?
Okay, so starting off, I wanted to follow up specifically with Perondiac, because Perondiac messaged me after the show last week, and he was absolutely correct. And when I listed off all of our patrons, I didn't list Perondiac, and he clearly has been one of our steadfast patrons for a very long time. The problem was, apparently, somebody hacked in to his accounts, and he just did a scorched earth, deleted all the accounts, so he didn't show up. Apparently, Patreon, deleted everything, so I had no record of it. So, in any case, I want to mention Perondiac. I don't know if there's anybody else who maybe deleted their account and I didn't mention, but apparently that's a thing. If you delete the account, I have no record of it after a certain time period. So I apologize if I missed anybody else, and I just wanted to throw that out there. So on to the mailbag. Starting with Perondiac, he said, just putting it out there before I write up a much longer post, but Batroc was a pirate in the Winter Soldier movie.
Oh, good lord.
Stinkbomb over on Reddit said that the way that Craig justifies terrible builds is akin to explaining a kid-sized bag of glass to Jane Curtin.
it's a bag of glass. It's fun.
He also, in regards to the pie that we mentioned on episode 300, my mother-in-law calls that dishwater pie. I refuse to respond to her when she brings it up.
That certainly makes it less palatable somehow.
Yeah.
Water pies, sounds way better, I guess.
Than dishwater, sure.
Yeah.
Did you see me? Said, congratulations on reaching episode 300. I'm so glad I found y'all in what is now years ago. And watch the game evolve and your wonderful podcast along with it. I get a kick out of being in your alliance. Well done to all of you.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks. McGuire number 6.
Number 9.
Says, congratulations, PW3. Amazing achievement. And then we have the longer post from Perondiac. He says, Always Sunny and Xandar coming back was a surprise, and it was great. There have been a bunch of new characters that have dropped, so I may have to restart that Patreon sub. We'll have to warn Ian. That was a warning to Ian. Featured character of the week, brought to you by Too Many Secrets, was such a fun random anagram ad segment. I'm really happy about the mileage that Craig got out of the off-the-wall creations.
Yeah, man, yeah. It got really hard at the end. Like, when I was trying to find one for last week, I'm like, oh, man, what have I not done yet? I'm trying to read through old scripts to see what words I've used before. It was rough.
So that was the other thing. Brondiac was the sponsor of a couple of segments that we never mentioned Brondiac. It was brought to you by Too Many Secrets or Xandar. So, yeah, Brondiac's been a big supporter of the podcast. We really appreciate it. He did also say Ian is mistaken about Legion not pairing with anyone. America Chavez has 3 passive powers that don't interfere with Legion at all. So that's very true. I don't know who the third would be, but 300 is an awesome milestone. You guys have done an amazing job covering the games, pies, local road crises, and everything in between.
And let's take a second shout out to Perondiac for not just being a patron, but he does a great job of giving you guys some of the local news that slips through your cracks.
That is true as well. Very true. I don't pay attention to local newspapers. Tony Foote over on the D3 forum says,
Tony Foote! I love that guy. He's got soul.
I forgot to pause. He says, no need to send Ray anything at all for the accomplishment of the 300 because his pull rate is suspect enough. For 5 stars, I wish I had time to go back into the weekly token pools and check out his purple pool rate. He did say that he hoped that the devs at least sent Craig some more 1-star Venom covers since they didn't appear on the 300th episode.
No, that would have been fun again, but I think all the people who were in on that joke I don't think they're there anymore. So.
Yeah. It doesn't work anymore because now you can sell all your covers at once.
Yeah, you don't have to work your way through them.
Yeah, but yeah, before when I had to click on the screen 100 times in a row. It was funny, though. I give him that.
Finally, T.J. Jar author said that Francine Fry version of Electro debuted in Young Allies as part of the Bastards of Evil comics. I don't know about that. I'm not making this up. Young Allies featured Firestar, Gravity, and some other younger characters, and it lasted for 5 issues. She has shown up in other Marvel titles, most particularly the Nick Spencer Spider-Man run. And he says that as for the clue, this is obviously before we knew it was Kitty, it's obviously a reference to Jean Lafitte, perhaps the most important pirate in American history as he helped found New Orleans after he retired. Lafitte was a Frenchman who founded a significant city with strong French influence. The most important Frenchman in the Marvel Universe is Batroc, so 4-star Batroc confirmed.
Mm-hmm. You know, at least, if you mention those, Firestar I've heard of, she was on the cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. It was.
Oh, I never watched that.
Firestar, Iceman, and Spider-Man.
Okay. Is that worth watching? I've never seen that. Time.
Well, I don't know if it is now. It was great.
I don't know when that came out.
It's 80s good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was like an 80s Saturday morning cartoon.
That helps me make a decision. Yeah. All right, so that's it. That's what's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. It had a couple crossovers with the X-Men because, in theory, you had Iceman, right? And in theory, Firestar was also very loosely associated with the X-Men. So there was 1 or 2 episodes where they had to go help the X-Men with stuff.
Ah, all right.
All right, in this case, I don't know who's doing the other part, but I'm going to start it. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. You up.
Only one clap, and it was mine.
Discord is just anti-clap. That's all there is to it.
It's all you. Take it away.
All righty, so we've got some boosted characters for this week. We got Luke Cage, 3-star version. His yellow and his black are going to pack bigger punches. That
click click boom.
he's gonna pack a little more punch, and his red projectile that keeps popping up like a bad penny is gonna be a little bit stronger. Ragnarok.
Reworked.
Yeah, last week I said I thought Bubbles was reworked more than Mr. Fantastic, and I'm pretty sure in retrospect Ragnarok can rework more because he was reworked like two or three times when he just had two powers.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, he used to be super, super good, and, you know, his self-heal from his blue will be bigger, and he'll deal more damage from both his red and his green column destruction. Scarlet Witch, her purple stun plus AoE, the AoE is going to be stronger. She's going to deal just a little bit more damage with her Hex Bolt from the tile destruction, but that's going to be negligible. And it's been so long since I've looked at these 3-star characters. It's like Ian with 4 and 5 stars in reverse. Okay, her blue is that countdown, so that's not going to do. There's not going to be any difference with that. 3-star Spider-Man, frequently reworked. When the going's tough, his yellow is going to pack a significantly bigger punch. It packs an even bigger punch if one of his allies is down. But honestly, if you've lost somebody, chances are you're going to quit and start over again anyway. All tied up, his stun power, no changes there. Spider Sense, whenever he matches a purple, he throws out that projectile. That's going to be a little bit bigger. And Squirrel Girl. Bigger they are, her yellow projectiles are going to get a little bit bigger before that power just worthlessly ends your turn for no good reason.
Yeah, nobody uses that.
Yep.
Nuts from above, more damage. She'll also deal some scaling damage based on how many enemy special tiles there are. And squirrels. She is going to do a lot more damage with those countdown tiles. All right, so 4-star tier, Carnage. You know him, you love him. His symbiote sides are going to be more potent. Be sure you have enough red because you don't want that extra damage coming back on your own team. His alien instincts are going to drop bigger attack tiles, both for you and for them. And Carnage Rules is going to deal a little bit more damage every time it destroys a tile. The original Ghost Rider, the Johnny Blaze version, his Burning Rubber is going to drop a little bit bigger AoE, some stronger attack tiles. His Hellfire is going to deal extra damage, plus a little bit more if you're firing it off at a villain. And its attack tiles are going to be bigger. Bennett Stare, the whole reason you use that character, it's not going to change. But you're going to be playing in PvE for placement, so some of those strong nodes to get over the finish line and get those extra points, that's still going to be worth it, even if it doesn't get a boost. Mantis is debuting in her first rotation into the boosted list. You Are Afraid is going to deal some more damage if the enemy is stunned. Rover Sharing is going to give a bigger burst of health. And Sleep, you're going to give some more health to the other team when you stun them, but you're going to deal more damage if you match the CD. The big thing to remember there is that her stun, that sleep ability, does heal them. And as we found out in her some of her events, that can be really counterproductive at times.
Yeah, very much.
Nick Fury, also, I think he was only reworked once. His Avengers Assemble does like 6 different things, and one of them is damage, so it's going to deal more damage and it's going to deal a little bigger AoE. His Demolition Trap tiles are going to pack a bigger explosion, and his Escape Plan is going to deal more damage, and the Strike Pilot drops is eventually going to be bigger. Lucky Barnes, Winter Soldier, rounding out the 5-star tier. Everything he does is basically designed to either deal direct damage, or you let a countdown expire and it deals more damage. Either way, he's going to be packing a decent amount of firepower. I don't think it's going to be enough to put him in the upper tier of characters that I would absolutely use, but if you're in a stage of transition through the 4-star tier where he happens to be your best cover at 4, it's going to make a whole lot of difference. Up in the 5-star tier, we've got 2 already returning. This list is seeing a lot of turnover very quickly. Daredevil makes a return appearance. His Fighting Spirit is going to drop some bigger strike tiles when he hits half health, and he's going to self-heal for a little bit more, which may delay cranking out those strike tiles if you're trying to keep him at half health like you do with Thor. His Hand-to-Hand, the countdown tile, is going to do more damage every turn. If you match it away, it's going to deal a much larger burst. Biggest thing here is Sonar Strike. He deals a lot more damage if the enemy is stunned. Any particular character you can find that deals out a stun, he's going to amplify that damage significantly. He was really potent a few weeks ago when he was boosted. So you'll see a lot of him, get a lot of use out of him again. The 5-star version of Star-Lord, Something good, the team burst heal is going to get bigger. Nothing really changes with something bad just because it's all about stealing AP. But bit of both, the Milano is going to deal a lot more damage when destroying the columns. Now we get to the fun part of the new section of the boosted list, because this week we're getting both Onslaught and Professor X at the exact same time.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, this going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to abuse this as bad as I abused Apocalypse Iceman last week. Onslaught, Astral Projection, those trap tiles can spawn larger attack tiles. Know his name is going to deal more damage per tile, and his psychic blast is going to deal more damage per attack tile in the path. And Professor X, Melonhead Evolve. His match 4s and match 5s, oh, they're going to sting. They're going to do a lot of damage this week. To me, my X-Men, it does several different things. The red and the green deal damage. One of them heals for more. One of them drops larger attack tiles. Those are going to get a pretty big boost. And then Xavier Protocols, it's not going to change because that's principally based on percentages. So, what does Samurai have to say? This is the part where Ian would read this off, but I've already mentioned a little bit of it. Remember a few months ago when Ray featured Onslaught and Professor X in the Synergy segment featuring Ray? Well, they're boosted together, just like I said. For those of you who are playing the events in PvP, I know you're sick and tired of seeing Apocalypse and Iceman. Now all you're going to be seeing is Onslaught Professor X. It's going to be all about their board crash and their damage dealing, and you're probably going to see a fair number of people quitting as soon as they look at the board and go, there's no match 4 or match 5 anywhere. 4-star players, Craig will enjoy this. Carnage is boosted, so Cardusa is going to move a lot faster this week. As I said earlier, just be very careful about having enough red on hand, because his size are no joke. They will start cutting into your team and rack up health pack usage if you're not careful. And finally, don't think we didn't see that they boosted both Luke Cage and Scarlet Witch in 3-star land, pair him with Iron Fist, and you too could pretend to be Craig circa 2016.
That team was great for a long time.
And for the folks that are still in that tier, it's going to be great again. So that's what's going on in boosted land, brought to you by...
I was wondering if you were going to remember how to close this.
Mystify.
No, it's listen to you now and believe you later.
Oh, right. That part I never remember. I remember the sponsor.
Bungle. Bungle, bungle.
Wait, you know
that's
what?
Funny, though, because...
You have the intro listed on the script. You do not have the exit.
Yeah, because that's in there for me to read to remember. The other part is for Ian to remember.
Ian always remembers the first part and sometimes forgets the sponsor. So yeah. You know.
Then I bring symmetry.
Exactly. All right, Ray, what do you got in team up time this week?
All right. I've been trying to hit some of the newer characters. I got a few suggestions, so here's one of them. I just realized that there's a typo in this, so I'll have to fix it. Mantis. Mantis, a brand new character. Who are you going to use Mantis with? Well, I hear she's boosted this week. So how about the Prophet of Null and Hawkeye, Clint, or Cliff, as Craig likes to call him, 5-star Hawkeye. This sounds like a very interesting team. I didn't make note as to who suggested this, but the idea is so Carnage throws out a few tiles for the other team, match those tiles away, and not only do you get to, because you match them away, he puts out tiles for your team, but you also will get free one-turn timer, countdown timer tiles that net you free AP from Clint's passive. So it's a really interesting combination of, okay, give the other team tiles, match them away. That gives me countdown tiles so that Clint will generate AP for me. And you can also use Mantis's ability to, when you match or destroy an enemy special, it puts out the countdown tiles, generates AP. Like, it just feeds into itself very quickly. I don't know if Mantis is... that much of a survivable character, but you know, you're gonna have Hawkeye and Carnage tanking, so maybe. But you've got stun in there, you're gonna get a lot of AP to fire off your powers, so let the arrows fly, I guess, because you're with full quiver, you're just gonna be firing that off endlessly, but with this combo, yeah. So Like I said, I wish I could give somebody credit, but I didn't make note of it. So, Carnage, I have at 3-5-5. Hawkeye seems to be best at a 5-5-3 because you're going to be using Carnage's red. And Mantis at a 5-3-5. I think that's correct. But in any case, try them out if you got them. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
And Mantis, right, spelled backwards, is Sitnam.
So let's go OG and open up some tokens.
Hey, that will require me to launch the game.
That's true. I've got three to go.
Ray, so open Steam. Go. I mean...
my first one, it's a Peggy Carter. Numero dos, Valkyrie. And 3-4 stars, Gwenpool. Sad times there.
All right. I have three. What do you have, Samurai?
I'm going to open one. I finally camped Scarlet Witch, so...
Nice.
I'm going to start hoarding until Electra rotates in, because burned 1,000 CP in that store and did not get an Electro cover. Got all the I-Hulk in the world, but... so, one, and it's a 4-star, and it's a Mysterio, the Pledge.
Okay. So I, too, have Scarlet champed, but I also have Ronin champed, and I'm looking to get Null. So I'm hoping that I have a little bit of luck with these. First one's a 4-star Venom. Number two, also a 4-star Mr. Cage. And finally, we have no 5-stars tonight. Sandman, Shifting Sands. So I'm going to keep opening fives, as I get them, legendaries, until I can get Null, or, you know, Scarlet Witch gets to a point that I don't want to level her more, which I'm not sure that there is that point, because, man, she's useful.
Yeah. All right. Thanks always to this guy.
This guy.
On the podcast network. I'll talk about the podcast network, apparently. We got one. It's a Soon-to-Be Named Network. Check it out, soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can listen to wrestling.
Comics.
Comics. Movie star of, what's, oh my God, I forgot his name. Guy who did Spaceballs. Mel Brooks. You do Mel Brooks movies. And for some reason, if you're really curious about what was in comic previews from like 45 years ago, they do that show too. or you can listen to Ray Ian's other show. There you go. Soon-to-be-named-network.
Aren't they still doing that show about eating wings called Wafting Wings?
I don't know. I think that came back, but I couldn't tell you.
Ah.
If so, it'll be there.
Yeah, so super quick tonight, since we're missing one of our members and we skipped a few things. Thanks everybody for joining us in this week. Comments, suggestions. Ray needs some stuff to read. Please send them in. Especially team up time things. Need those.
Yeah, send me teams.
If you want to throw us a bone to keep this show rolling, now that we've passed 300, click on our Amazon banner, buy some stuff there, or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3, or if you're really going crazy, hit the Patreon up, and if you'd like to sponsor a segment, shoot Ray a line and say, you know, if you would like things like Xandar, or the Too Many Secrets Scramble, or other mystery segments like that, or pies, you know, if you want to bring back pies, we could totally use a new pie sponsor. Those segments could come back. Shoot Ray line. That's it for now. Goodbye. Remember, kids, if you don't remember the clue for the top three, listen to last week's episode again. That's it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.